Hello, this is Shambhavi. Welcome to Satsang. Satsang is an ancient spiritual practice from India. It means being in reality together. I give Satsang live every Wednesday and Sunday night in Portland, Maine. This Dharma talk was recorded during one of our Wednesday night gatherings. Please visit jayakula.org to learn more about the teachings. You can find video satsangs on Jayakula's YouTube channel, and my books are all available on Amazon.com. Much love to you, wherever and however you are. I'm going to read something I've read before, but maybe not all of you have heard it. In any way, you could read it 100 times, it wouldn't be too many. So this is in the book, Mother Reveals Herself. And that book is a book of conversations that Chandra Jyotish Roy, Ma's, one of her two principal disciples, male disciples, had with her. He wrote down these conversations that sometimes happen very late at night. And were very personal. So, this is him speaking. One day I said to Mother, even a piece of stone would have changed into gold at such a hallowed touch as yours, but my life has proved a dismal failure. She replied, that which takes a long time to come into being matures into an enduring beauty after an equally prolonged span of development. Why do you worry over it so much? Hold fast to my guiding hand like a trustful child. This is one of my favorite Ma quotes. And to me, what this says is that we really only have one job, and that is to have confidence in God, whatever form of God you recognize, whether it's Ma, whether it's nature, whether it's Shiva, whether it's Christ, whether it's Krishna. It doesn't really matter, because from the perspective of this tradition, when we say God, we mean that awake, aware reality, and it doesn't matter what name you call it. But you can have confidence in it. You think that you have to save yourself. You think that you can save yourself, or that you need saving. You think that there are many things that are up to you that are not up to you. And so you worry, and you feel things like that you're a failure, and you bemoan your fixations. But really, the only thing you have to do is have confidence in that reality. It is the font of wisdom itself, and of compassion, and of skillfulness, and it is what you are made of. And no matter what trials and tribulations you go through, if you can have confidence in that, then everything is fine. Even if you are in pain, it doesn't mean you won't be in pain. But even if you are in pain, even if you feel frustrated, even if you feel like things are just going excruciatingly slowly, or you're screwing everything up, you can have confidence in God. You can have confidence in that reality, that if you are sincere, if you're honest, if you keep practicing, that everything will work out in some way or another for the best, that you are being guided no matter what. You just have to have confidence in that. And as Ma says, put your hand in mine like a trusting child. So put your hand in mine means that you continually try to establish that feeling of connectivity, of continuity with God, with Ma, with teacher, with presence, whatever you want to say. That's the only thing that you have to do. And all your karmas, all the things that you worry about, are just going to work themselves out. It's a radical practice, what Ma suggests. It's a radical practice to put your hand in hers, right? To have that be your main practice. You could be doing mantra. You could be doing hours of meditation. You could be doing whatever. But you're not putting your hand in God's hand. You're not putting your hand in Ma's hand. And then you're just remaining as if you were doing the mantra and you were doing the meditation, and it's up to you, and you're going to make something happen. You aren't going to make anything happen. Everything is just going to happen. You aren't going to make it happen. So if you can continually put your hand in Ma's hand, which means continually seek out that perception and recognition of presence in, by any means necessary. You know, maybe you need 1,000 more teas on your altar, lots of pictures and kirtan constantly playing in the car. Maybe you can just recognize that presence and you don't need all that stuff. Whatever it is that you need to do to be constantly reminding yourself, oh, this is who I am, this is where I come from, this is wisdom itself, and I relate myself to that. And I just have confidence in that. It has created all of this, and you can have confidence in it. You can have confidence that you will slowly wake up, you will slowly let go of your worries, things will slowly change. So every once in a while you'll have a big dramatic change. But most of the time it's just going to be creeping transformation. And the only way to get through that creep is to continually orient yourself to God, recognizing that everything is according to that. Everything is happening according to that infinite wisdom. Not in a predictive way, not like there's some plan that we're following and it's all the steps of it are already worked out to, in the beginning. That's not true. It's more of an organic thing. But the end point is clear. You are going to wake up eventually. And the only way to do that is to put your confidence in God, to put your hand in Ma's hand, to be continually reaching for that. You don't really have to do much else. If you can just be simple, you have meditation practice, you have mantra practice, you have other practices, you just be very simple. And you use those practices to try to get more and more in touch with presence, more and more in touch with God. And then you start to learn things and things start to unfold. You can have absolute confidence in that. I mean, sometimes I think that that's the only difference between me and you guys, is that I have such rock-solid confidence in this path that no matter how turned around I get or, you know, upset about something I get, I just have that. I'm just like, okay, well, I'll just have to practice through this one.
Do you feel like you've always had that?
Since I encountered this path, yeah. I just recognized something. But at that time, I didn't have that immersion and presence that I have now. So definitely, I had confidence that this tradition was speaking about reality. But that was some kind of deep recognition, but it was not being established in flowing presence. Right? But now, you know, experiencing more of that flowing presence from moment to moment, I have total confidence in that. And that's really all you need, is to keep trying to have that confidence, to find it, to recognize it in what's happening. You keep seeking to experience that continuity of presence, but you also have to look and see and remember it. Because so many times we have some experience of flowing presence, and then later on we just start worrying again. Right? Yeah, right. If not during. You can't just sit there and have some sort of you know, nice experience. You have to actually look into reality. How is it? Look into it with your hearing, with your senses, all of your senses, with your eyes or your inner eyes if your eyes are closed, with your energy body, with all your wisdom. You have to look into it and see how it is. This is what gives you confidence more than anything else. When you see how reality actually is. I can't tell you, you know, how many countless hours I've spent just staring into space, opening my senses, seeing what's there, not doing anything that you would, you know, not some technique that I learned, right? I mean, I do this practically every night. And occasionally things are revealed, but I have learned so much from just doing that. Everything I tell you guys about wisdom virtues and what God is and having this confidence all comes from just looking into reality and seeing how it is. It comes from that direct experience. That's where the real confidence comes from. It's not just from having a relaxing experience or, oh, I felt smoother today or I felt that presence or I, you know, cried, whatever. There's an enormous intelligence at work. And you can meet it, and an enormous heart, and you can meet it with your own intelligence, your real intelligence, not that, you know, dry thing you call your intelligence. You can meet reality directly with your own intelligence. I was just thinking this morning how, you know, people chant mantras to statues and pictures and or they think of the guru. You can chant mantra to space. Everything's the same. You could chant mantra to your sink. You know? When you have that experience of that foundational reality and its intelligence and presence and creativity and compassion, you can just look into it. You can listen into it. You can sense into it. You can meet it. Right? Just like you would be sitting talking to somebody. You find out about them. You ask questions, right? Well, maybe you don't, but that would be nice if you did. In any case, but you can go deeply into this presence. It can teach you things directly. You can see things about it directly. And then you can remember it. When you see how things are, then you have confidence. This is also with the teacher. If you have a real student-teacher relationship, you know, a la this tradition, you look at the teacher. You can have confidence. What is the teacher helping you to discover through their just way of being in the world, right? We always think, oh, how can I have confidence? Everything around you could be a source of confidence. The teacher, the way the teacher is, your own experience in your practice, things you read in books about what other people have accomplished. You can have confidence if you remember to look at those things. Right? Remind yourself, oh, right. Ma was very famous for saying something that is written in Bengali all over the place, but it's always written slightly differently each time, so I'm not really sure what that's about because I don't know any Bengali, but it's translated as, why worry, Ma is here. It was one of her famous vakyas, her famous sayings. And it's really true. In the minute you start worrying about yourself, just think, okay, I'm going to orient myself right now to God. Why worry about anything? Or even if you can't stop worrying, don't worry about worrying. You know what I mean? Just let worrying happen. Don't get all involved in it. Maybe it's happening and you can't stop it because it's a strong samskara. Mm-hmm. Right? So you just stop worrying about worry. Oh, okay. So I'm worrying. Ma's here. And she really is here. So the most important thing you could possibly do with your life is to put your hand in Ma's hand in any one of innumerable ways, meaning make the effort to discover presence and keep continually connecting with it. And find out not just how you can have a cool experience, but how can you learn from it and of it so that you can have confidence in life. You can have confidence in reality. You understand that everything is fine. There's nothing wrong. And you're going along, and then whatever happens, happens. It takes you 40 lifetimes to realize. It takes you 40 minutes. You know, whatever. You get a job. You lose a job. Someone lives. Someone dies. You screw up. You stumble. That's really what a kind of sadhana is, right? That continual effort to put your hand in Ma's hand. And I'm just using that as one possible way of saying that. That's really what Akanda sadhana, unbroken sadhana. It's not putting zillions of hours on the cushion, although that helps. But ultimately, if you're not looking into reality, if you're just waiting for some giant experience that's going to save you, and you're not making that like really fine-grained, intelligent effort to look and see what is there, then it really doesn't matter how many hours you put in. Right? So I guess I just want to say, you can have this confidence that I have. This is your birthright. It's not anything that's being denied you. Mm-hmm. You have to try, though. Stop trying to be confident in your karmas. You think you're going to find confidence by boosting up your karmas? You think you're going to find confidence in life by doing more stuff at work or making more money or having a better relationship or whatever? You're not going to find confidence in life that way. All that's going to be completely fleeting. And the minute something goes away, you're going to be all freaked out again. If you're not already freaked out, while you've got what you think you want. Right? There's absolutely no way to develop confidence. You know, you can go to the gym and get giant muscles. You can do whatever you want. All that stuff can be fun, and, you know, you have to eat and all that. But none of it's going to solve the basic problem of your anxiety about being alive. None of it. Not one single iota of that is going to help you with that issue. And the only thing that will help you is if you reach into reality, discover it, and take its hand, and don't let go. And then no matter what happens, you can have confidence, like Ma said. That's what surrender really means. Surrender means having confidence in God. It doesn't mean throwing yourself, you know, at somebody's feet and turning into a puddle of, you know, lack of direction and whatever. That's not what surrender means. Surrender means reaching into reality and discovering confidence in God and giving up that very, very limited conviction that you are going to save yourself through all of these very limited means. Somehow you're going to make it all better by putting your ordinary life together in some particular way. You aren't. We don't ignore our lives. We have to have a habitable life. But that isn't going to resolve the problem of your anxiety or your sadness or your frustration or your anger or whatever it is. It's all anxiety at the base, fear.
Right.
So you have to make that effort, and it requires a tremendous quantity of intelligence. You have to find that intelligence within yourself. Every one of you has it because you're all made of it. It's not about your IQ or how many degrees you have or anything like that. You really have to dig inside yourself, though, to find that intelligence and use it. Many people are just approaching their sadhana in an incredibly ordinary way. How many of these should I do? And how long should I do that? And oh, I put in this much time. And oh no, I skipped my sadhana. What? All of these things are not intelligent. You have to meet the primordial intelligence with your primordial intelligence. Go on a date with primordial intelligence. You have to let go of all preconceptions, empty yourself of all specific desires. Oh, I want this to happen. I want that to happen in my sadhana. I want to feel this. Oh, I felt this last week. I want to feel that again. That's a very stale way of practicing. You're just going to sit down. You're doing whatever you're doing. And especially when you're abiding, you know, in between the actual formal practice, which is helping to just strip away a bunch of tensions, right? And then really, when you're feeling those tensions are the have been lowered, is to just sit there and abide and use your primordial intelligence and reach into presence and see what you find. What meets you? What do you notice? Right? What comes to you? What do you hear? What do you feel? What is there? You can do this directly. And then you don't need to be on Facebook arguing about what word means this and what word means that and what book I read and what famous teacher I studied with, and doesn't matter anymore because you have everything at your fingertips. This is actually actual. Yeah. What I'm saying to you is not an idea. If you hear something in what I'm saying that resonates with you, try to have confidence in that. Don't talk yourself out of it. And it's the only thing you need to do to have an extraordinary life. I mean, just to be a human being and be confident is having an extraordinary life. To not be pushed around by all your different karmas telling you, oh, feel this way about yourself, feel that way about yourself. That's just to stop being pushed around by that shit is extraordinary. You're having an extraordinary life just doing that. Right? Not to be pushed around by what everybody else thinks. Not to be pushed around by losses or gains. Somebody's mean to you. You're not pushed around by that. You have an illness. You're not pushed around by that. Doesn't mean you don't feel things. It just means you know it's all right. It's all okay. You don't have to be hugely reactive to it or go through big mood swings over it. You can use your creativity and your skillfulness. You're not getting all clouded and compulsive just because something bad happened. Right? You can still be clear and skillful even in those situations. Sound good? Not to be so pushed around by gender karmas. Oh my God.
Yeah.
That's great too. All your worries about how you're showing up as a man or a woman or whatever. Really, you don't have to think about it at all. In fact, you hardly ever have to think about yourself.
No.
At all. Because this little self is not the limit of your experience or your reality anymore when you reach into that presence and gain confidence. You know, now you have a whole infinite reality of presence to relate to. What's the point of worrying about this? But it all starts with you having enough confidence, at least, to try. Right? You're not going, I don't believe all this. And you're not forgetting to do it because you get so wrapped up in yourself. Make it your number one job. Don't cheat yourself by getting all wrapped up in the ordinary. Just take care of the ordinary, you know? Just take care of it. And then move right along to the extraordinary. That's another thing, you know, that I was born into. There was no way I was settling for the life that I was born into. No way. And you shouldn't settle either. Ma said, do not settle. She said this. Do not settle for anything less than waking up.
Jayakula is a nonprofit community offering opportunities to learn and practice in the direct realization traditions of Trika Shaivism and Dzogchen. We are based in Portland, Maine and Portland, Oregon. Visit jayakula.org to explore more of our offerings.